if we were to put on the karate outfits and mm-hmm. head into a dojo, do you think that you would beat me in karate?
I don't know. Here's probably why not. You would elude me. You would elude me. You'd be quicker.
After Karate Kid came out, did you ever have a karate tournament in your basement?
Absolutely.
Did you kick somebody?
Yes. Yeah, well, of course.
Who
we did
you kick?
I think of two movies when I think of things like that. I remember Karate Kid, where we started like having karate battles. I also think of watching Days of Thunder and then just racing around Interstate 229 at just ridiculous.
In a real car?
In a real car.
I thought maybe you'd do it on a bike or something. No,
we were literally
on a highway in a car.
Had there been a hypo, we would have been in big trouble. But
that's
you know,
highway patrolman.
Yeah, but listen, rubbing is racing.
Welcome to our computer radio show, the Differentiated Podcast with Michael J. Hart IV. He's been recently reading the Han Solo trilogy for the last 2 decades. Now, you gave that one a blue ribbon.
I like it.
You really liked it.
Yep.
He's been recently selected for jury duty for the 6th time in his adult life.
True.
Michael J. Hart IV.
True. Just this morning,
sixth
I had to
report. 6th or
7th? I think it's 5.
Okay.
Listen, 5 for like what I would consider regular jury, but then I've also been selected for grand jury, which is like, that's a year-long commitment.
What's the record in Southeast South Dakota for most jury duty selections
in an adult life? Let's find out.
Because you're still a young man.
Yeah, I could get called up several more times.
And you're already at 5 plus the grand jury.
Yeah.
Did you always dream of
serving
your community in such a way?
It's important to participate.
Because you have really served your community. Did you always dream of that?
I didn't dream of it, but I've been asked and I've answered the call. Okay? I've answered the call.
Speaking of serving your community, do you want to give out a citizenship award?
I would love to do that.
Okay.
But we're going to have to talk about what the qualifications are.
Why do you always got it? Like, you're such a curmudgeon when it comes to grading.
Well, no, I just want to know.
It's a gut kind of, it's an instinctual feeling. That's what I think.
So all you have to do is be a citizen and you can get a citizen?
No, you got to do something. I saw a lady pick up a box. There's a box blowing in the wind down Main. Down Main Street. She tracked it down and she picked up a box that was just floating on the breeze. And I thought, what?
In my world, it's going to take a lot more than picking up a box in the breeze. There are serial entrepreneurs, but I'm a serial juror. That's
yes.
what I am.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah. I'm going to write this down for the next show. We'll have that as a profile line.
Yep.
We're going to give it a go. See you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Give that
couple some options for today's computer radio show: karate sounds or the most boring audio segment on computer radio. You get to decide. And we already did citizenship award, so we're down. So we've already done that one.
Well, I think karate sounds.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. This is a world debut of the Perkins Storage and Transfer ad.
Lately, there's been some scuttlebutt about me being an AI. Of course, it's silly because an AI doesn't use words like scuttlebutt. I mean, you'd have to teach it scuttlebutt. Then maybe an AI would say scuttlebutt. Then again, who taught me scuttlebutt? There was nothing. And then there was scuttlebutt. Oh my. Am I an AI? It can't be, because an AI can't do this. And an AI certainly can't appreciate the pure humanity of the men and women at Perkins Storage and Transfer. They live for fair deals and honest answers, dependability and timeliness. And that's no scuttlebutt. They're the real deal, baby. Perkins Storage and Transfer. Twice the movers. Movers. Look under movers in the yellow pages.
So every couple of months, we knock out a new Perkins Storage and Transfer ad. Prairie Vibes is the audio track. But it's always that same character.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a complicated man.
And quite nimble. to be able to do all those karate kicks and spins. Well,
so
and
now,
twists.
Was there movement involved, or was that just voice work?
No, there was some movement in the studio. Yeah, you can't make noises like that if you're not moving.
I want to know the inspiration to that, because there was some scuttlebutt on our computers after that track. You know, I listened to it, and there was some feedback about the sounds you were making. Yeah. I want to know what was the inspiration. What were you going for the sounds?
What I did is I was in the studio. I read the whole track first, and then I just closed my eyes and I kind of imagined that I was the Karate Kid in that like final scene where he's like fighting Johnny.
Karate Kid 2 when he's fighting the Okinawa guy.
Yeah. I can't remember that guy's
name. That one was to the death.
Yeah. But he didn't kill him, remember? He like stopped.
He showed compassion.
He showed compassion.
Were you a compassionate warrior in that track?
Yes. Yep. I was.
And was it a life and death? Were these life and death sounds? Were these urgent?
No. These are more like you're just going. Yeah, I mean, you're just.
These were
doing
like
the forms. You're doing the blocks. You're doing the kicks.
But it's not kung fu. It's not judo. It's karate.
Karate. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Paint the fence.
Now, there was. I thought there was something interesting about some of the back and forth on our computers. Because I sort of, in a backwards way, approved it, but then I said, I'm not sure that you committed fully to the karate sounds. But go ahead and ship it. I'm just not sure if there was total commitment.
But then there were people that took that very, very, like, for face value, and they were concerned that you didn't like the karate sounds, and they asked if I should re-record it.
So the other day, somebody asked me, what's the secret? You know, that happens to me all the time. I'm walking down the street and says, people stop me. What's your secret?
Like just randomly?
Yeah, what's your secret? But in this case, they wanted to know, you know, you and I have been in business for like 50 years.
50 years. If you total my
about
years and your
years.
Yep, your years and my
years,
it's about 60.
We've been partners for 20.
Yeah.
And sometimes people ask, you know, a lot of business relationships, a lot of partnerships don't last that long.
Yeah.
What's your secret, they want to know? And I said communication.
Mm.
I think we talk. We communicate weekly, I would say multiple times a week, and we have important conversations.
Yeah. Almost daily.
Almost daily. Important conversations. If something's bothering you, you don't hold back. You tell me.
Yep.
Yep.
There's another part to that, though.
Tell me.
There's another part to it, and it's the humor.
There's humor to it.
Yeah.
There's a lot. We have
lots
fun.
Lots of jokes.
There's lots of jokes.
Like, because you put that on the computers when you made, I looked at it and I thought, oh, he's making a joke.
Yeah.
But then someone else questioned the joke and then it made me question it. I was like, well, maybe he was serious.
But it emphasized a point to me. Something that we've learned over time is that, you know, face-to-face conversations, you can have a lot of fun. You can joke. You can be sarcastic. But we've talked a lot about how, in computer land, if you're being sarcastic, people don't always get it.
Yeah, you lose so much of the inference. Yeah.
So I didn't use sarcasm successfully in that case.
No.
I thought the karate sounds were good. But now that we're talking about it, I feel like you could have committed a little bit more.
A little bit more.
It just felt at times that you were holding back.
I almost hurt myself.
The most boring audio segment on computer radio. Did you want to hear it?
I do.
And this might put some people to sleep.
Okay, let's find out.
September is sports month at Fresh Produce. And I wanted to know, did you have a sports goal? We just decided. Back to school, you know, football and all, you know, volleyball and I suppose soccer's happening and sports and sports and sports. And we thought, why not have a sports month? We've never done it. We wanted to try it. A differentiated business will try new things from time to time and not overthink it. You just try something new. This is something new. Sports month at Fresh Produce. Do you have a goal in mind?
It's a push-up goal.
Oh, you do have a goal in mind.
Yeah, well, we talked about this about a week ago, and I gave it some thought. And I thought, you know, I haven't been doing a lot of push-ups. I'd be kind of starting from scratch. Most boring segment. 32 consecutive push-ups by the
end
of the month.
This is a good goal. By the end of the month.
Yep.
What's your strategy on how to get there?
morning push-ups every day.
Every day. You're doing morning push-ups.
Before I shower.
Are you using an app? You using technology? Or you're putting notches on the board? You're drawing lines on the board?
Yeah, because I think I could do half that right now.
Okay.
Yeah, but I got to double it by the end of the month.
Do you want to do it right? Like, do you want to do it live on computer radio? Not right now, but at the end of the month, do you want to do push-ups live on computer radio and see if you can do 32?
I think that would only be appropriate.
Okay. That was the most boring segment. So two things we talked about today on the Differentiated Business Podcast. You got to try new things. You can't overthink it. That's one. Did we decide that we were going to do tips at the end of each episode?
We never said that.
Two tips we talked about, and they're contrasting. It's very interesting, I think. This is the yin and yang of differentiated businesses. You got to try new things.
Okay.
You can't overthink it. So fresh produce is going with sports month. We didn't overthink it.
Yeah, we're just doing it.
We're just doing it.
Yep.
We're just doing it.
Okay. What's the second thing?
We're just letting it rip.
If that's the yin.
We're doing it.
What's the yang?
Sports month. Make it happen. That was from the very tip top of our organization. We said sports month is happening in September no matter what. Come hell or high water, make it happen, sports month. Do it. Sports.
Yeah.
So that's one thing. You gotta just do it. You can't overthink it. The other thing, you gotta commit to ideas.
Yeah.
Like Perkins Storage and Transfer. For the last 20 years, they've been doing that same campaign. And it's differentiated them, hasn't it?
It has. So you're saying that the reason that these contrast is you got to come up with an idea.
You got to be trying new things. At the same time, you got to be staying true to the old things.
Yeah. Because here's one thing that I've noticed over these 20 years of working
this
in a differentiated
good.
Business with you.
I wasn't expecting this.
There's always a lot of people with a lot of ideas. A lot of things that they're going to try.
Yeah.
And you're right. There's just, and sometimes they might even try them. They might even like do one or two, but to like really stick with it and do something over and over and over again, it rarely happens. I'm not going to say it doesn't happen, but it is rare.
We didn't expect to reveal the yin and the yang of differentiated business in the second episode, but we did.
Yeah.
It just happened.
Yeah. By doing that, by serving this listening community, you're now at least in the running for a citizenship award.
Citizenship award, do you think that you qualify? Would you throw down your name after serving in your sixth jury or fifth plus a grand jury? Do you think that you would qualify for a citizenship award at this point?
I feel like I would at least be in the running.
Do you think you deserve it more than that lady that picked up a box?
I don't know what else she's done.